Thank you, Alan. To round off this edition, we have some of the shorter stories featured in the paper this week, including an appeal from a primary school for sponsorship.
A Norwich primary school which says its budget is too squeezed to afford new sports tops is appealing for help. Bluebell Primary School, which is near the University of East Anglia, hopes to track down a business to sponsor the kit for the new school year, which will see 10-year-old sports tops replaced. Bradley Ray, school sports instructor, said, "The kit we currently have has been with the school since opening 10 years ago, and it needs an update due to fading and damaged shirts. Sadly, with budget cuts, new sports kit can't be afforded by the school. If any local company could help us out and have their name on our new kit, then that would be amazing." The school says the name of the business which helped out would be featured on the clothes.
Progress has finally been made on a 10-year-old scheme to build 600 homes around Thorpe St Andrew. At the second time of asking, the planning committee at Broadland District Council has agreed to relax conditions for the scheme at Brook Farm and Laurel Farm. Members voted to allow a crucial bridge over the Bitton railway line, serving a link road through the development, to be built after the first 270 homes, rather than before a brick is laid. Network Rail is demanding a seven-figure sum as compensation for disruption while the bridge is built. That was a potential hold-up, but now the link road can be diverted through Green Lane until an acceptable sum is agreed. Councillor Ian Graham said, "To expect everything on day one is financially fantasy. It is perfectly reasonable for the developer to ask us not to insist on that development being carried forward before he has sold one house."
Watchdogs are warning people to be on their guard after Norfolk Police received reports of a cold caller in the South Norwich area offering Le Creuset cookware. The cold caller was reported to speak with a foreign accent and to be driving a saloon car with foreign number plates. Officers at Norfolk Trading Standards warned that the items offered were likely to be poor quality counterfeits of the genuine items. Norfolk Trading Standards officers advise people never to deal with doorstep cold callers and never to be pressurised into buying on the doorstep, no matter what claims are made about the items for sale. They said it's possible this cold caller may move on to other parts of Norfolk.
Norwich Flower Club will be celebrating its diamond anniversary at a special event in the Assembly House in Norwich. The club is one of the oldest flower clubs in the country, after it was formed in 1952 by Jocelyn Stewart. The club is a member of the National Association of Flower Arrangement Societies. Now, in its 65th year, the club continues to have its monthly meetings in the Assembly House, where the members go to discuss flowers and socialise. On Wednesday, September the 13th, there will be a buffet lunch in the dining room, followed by a flower demonstration from special guest Sandy Bailey, who is a qualified NAFAS demonstrator. The club and social events are open to anyone who enjoys flowers and floral arrangements. The buffet is only open to members, with tickets costing £25. The demonstration is open to the public, costing £10.
A colourful celebration of printmaking is decorating St Margaret's Church Gallery in Norwich for the next 2 weeks. The 22nd Norwich Print Fair is at the St Benedict Street venue and features work by artists from across Norfolk and Suffolk. Vanessa Lubach from the fair said, "There are 29 different artists and printmakers taking part. The fair covers all sorts of printmaking, including screen printing, lino printing and mezzotint, and lots more. There's a huge variety, and it's the best of printmakers from the region." There are open portfolio days on Saturday, September the 9th, and Saturday, September the 16th.
A Norwich church is inviting people to attend its harvest service of Thanksgiving on Sunday, September the 24th. At 10 a.m. in the Christ Church in Eton, there will be a traditional family service with donations and harvests gifts for charity. The donations will be given to charities Archway, Leeway and YMCA hostels. The church is asking for donations of toiletries, groceries and produce. A special recital is also taking place at the church to celebrate the renovation of its organ, which is more than 100 years old. On Saturday, September the 23rd, Norwich Cathedral organist David Dunnett will christen the organ with its first performance. The renovation cost £75,000. Fundraising included concerts from Norwich-based Mozart Orchestra and the Russian Hermitage Choir, a choral hits concert by the Christchurch Choir, and quizzes.
Two of the stars of the dance extravaganza Tap Factory have been sharing their top tap dancing tips with local performers ahead of taking to the Norwich Theatre Royal stage next month. Tap Factory, described as a show packed full of urban tap dance, percussion, comedy and acrobatics, is heading to the city venue on October the 26th and 27th. Cast members Lee Meadows and Adam Brandt paid an early visit to the city and spent some time giving members of the Norwich-based all-male dance company Legacy a masterclass at the Garage in Norwich. They spent about an hour teaching the Legacy dancers a routine from the show, as well as doing some freestyle tap. And they also gave the young performers, aged 10 to 21, the chance to find out more about working in the dance world.
Singers in Norwich are being invited to join a well-established church choir. A four-part choir, known as the Oriel Singers, are in the search for new members. Rehearsals are held in Chantry Hall, Norwich, every Friday from 12:45 p.m. until 2 p.m. Headed by conductor Martin Wyatt, the choir presents three or four concerts each year in the city's St. Peter Mancroft Church. The choir has a remembrance concert planned for Friday, November the 10th, featuring songs of the Great War and Requiem for the Fallen. On Sunday, December the 3rd, there will also be a performance of Handel's Messiah, Part 1, at the Madam Market Theatre.
This year's Norfolk Sports Awards aim to celebrate the very best sporting talent the county has to offer. Now in its 11th year, the event gives people the opportunity to nominate individuals and organisations who they feel deserve recognition for their contribution to Norfolk sport. It finishes with a prestigious award ceremony hosted by Sky Sports presenter Simon Thomas at Open in Norwich on Tuesday, November the 14th. From today, the organiser of the awards, Active Norfolk, is taking nominations for each of the 11 categories, which include group and individual awards.
Great British Bake Off 2016 winner Candice Brown will light up the Norfolk showground at the county's number one electrical show. Hughes Home Tech Show is set to return this autumn and will showcase the latest technology from some of the world's largest electrical manufacturers. The event, which is now in its 25th year, will take place on October the 20th to the 22nd and will be largest yet, with over 50 trade stands, live cooking demonstrations and a farmer's market celebrating local produce. Candice was winner of the 7th series of the Great British Bake Off and will appear on Saturday, October the 21st, in the Cookery Demonstration Theatre.
And that's about all for this week. Remember, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And we always like to hear from our listeners. And you can pass on any news to other listeners. Leave a message on our answer phone or pop a note in your wallet when you return it, if you prefer. And we also have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Return your recording by placing it in the wallet and turning over the address label on the front. But remember, all post is paid, so just pop it in a postbox.
Our readers of Part 1 were Jenny Pierce and Rupert Hipwell. And our features were read by Alan Shirley. Our sound recordist this week was Peter Murch. All news items were taken from the Evening News by kind permission of Archant. But Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
After this recording of Chatterbox, you can hear the latest edition of the Norwich Citizen. But now, on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And me, Elizabeth Stimson.
Goodbye.
Bye.